This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's that time again. Oscar nominations were announced this morning, and the two frontrunners are films steeped in movie history. Hugo, which is both a children's adventure and a tribute to a French film pioneer, received the most nominations, 11, including Best Picture and Best Director.
You've tried to forget the past for so long. Maybe it's time to try and remember.
Close behind Hugo, with 10 nominations, is The Artist, a silent black-and-white comedy about the dawn of talking pictures. And as always, there were surprises and omissions. Our film critic Bob Mondello is here to guide us through them. And Bob, let's get one thing clear right from the top. 9 nominations this year for Best Picture. The last 2 years, there were 10. What's going on?
Well, it's all very strange. The Oscar nominating process has changed a lot in the last few years. The original idea in expanding to 10 nominees was to get in more pop hits like Inception last year, Avatar the year before. That worked maybe a little too well because the new rule is aimed at the opposite direction. The votes are weighted now, with an Academy member's first choice counting more than his second or third choice. And that's led this year to 7 broad consensus choices: Hugo and The Artist, which you mentioned before, mm-hmm. The Descendants, The Help, Midnight in Paris, War Horse, and Moneyball. And then there are 2 sort of dark horse candidates, which are The Tree of Life and Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which apparently some smaller group of people thought was really terrific.
Mini trend here, Bob, about movies that are about movies or
right.
movie making. We saw it with Hugo and The Artist, and I guess Midnight in Paris, which the main character is a screenwriter
sure,
there too.
That does.
What other trends are you seeing?
Well, the big one, it seems to me, is that the nominees are a lot more international than usual. You've always got 5 foreign language films, right? But this year, 7 of the acting nominees hail from outside the U.S., including Damien Bichir, a surprise Mexican-born nominee for Best Actor. He played the undocumented immigrant in A Better Life, a wonderful drama. He's terrific in it. Mm. He was really great. The Best Original Screenplay, there are nominees from France, The Artist, and Iran, A Separation, which is also nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. There's a fine German documentary called Pina, and in the Best Animation category, which has been more or less owned by Pixar since it was created, Pixar's Cars 2 didn't make it, but 2 foreign language cartoons did. I mean, that's really different. A Cat in Paris from France and Chico and Rita from Spain. So it's quite an international year.
And Bob, we mentioned omissions. One, John Hawkes, whom we profiled on the program yesterday,
right.
did not get nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Leonardo DiCaprio did not get a Best Actor nomination for his work in J. Edgar.
Which is a surprise. I think he probably would have been the nominee if not for Damien Bichir. Frankly, these awards are now so talked about, and there are so many other awards that it's hard for there to be surprises anymore. But, you know, you can come up with a couple. A lot of people thought that Adventures of Tintin would be up for animated film. Apparently, there are people in the Academy who don't think that motion capture is real animation. Spielberg had 2 shots at Best Director in December for Tintin and War Horse, but he didn't make it. In the Best Actress category, Rooney Mara is kind of surprised. She was nominated for Girl with the Dragon mm-hmm. Tattoo. I think most people expected Tilda Swinton to be in that slot for We Need to Talk About Kevin. If you were doing it under the old voting system, where you get 10 nominees, I think either Bridesmaids or Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy would have made the Best Picture list. They both did okay, though. Tinker Tailor got a nomination for Gary Oldman for Best Actor, and Bridesmaids got Supporting Actress for Melissa McCarthy, who was kind of wonderful, and Screenplay, which is not bad for a comedy that was not written by Woody Allen.
Huh.
So, not bad.
And Hollywood's Biggest Night is when, Bob?
Sunday, February 26th.
Okay, can't wait. NPR's film critic Bob Mondello talking about this year's Oscar nominations. Bob, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.